This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Symbolic gesture, only about 5,000 participated. For perspective on how many that is far fewer, about half, the number of troops that the Democratic Congress sent to Washington this winter to protect itself from an imaginary QAnon threat. But for those with a vested interest in open borders, virtually everyone in D.C., any military presence on our border was just too much. It was intolerable. Official Washington went berserk when he did it. Deploying troops to our own border for no national security reason is one of the biggest scandals of his presidency, declared a senator from Hawaii called Brian Schatz, with what looked like carefully simulated outrage. Congressman Philemon Vela of Texas, who was then the head Democrat on the subcommittee in charge of border security, described Trump's tiny troop deployment as a political ploy designed to, quote, appease his white nationalist supporters. It was racist. Of course it was. The so-called national security community claimed to be every bit as upset as their partners in the Democratic Party. It's a craven misuse of the U.S. armed forces for an obvious political stunt, said a former National Security Council staffer called Kelly Magsiman. And that turned out to be the right thing to say for ambitious young players in D.C. Less than 3 years later, Kelly Magsiman is now chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. That would be the political activist and defense contractor Lloyd Austin. Hot-headed Congressman Philemon Vela, meanwhile, the one who charged racism, has now ascended to vice chairmanship of the DNC. So in Washington, there is always a real payoff for those willing to repeat the necessary slogans. And then the border. How is the border doing these days? Remember the border? Well, the military, our military, is still involved in the immigration crisis, but not in the ways that you might expect. American troops are now occupied serving the needs, not of Americans, but of foreign nationals who have flagrantly violated our laws. The Biden administration is turning our military bases into housing for illegal aliens. If that sounds like a partisan attack, something we just made up, watch the president's own flack brag about it.
Just in this past week, we've taken steps to bring a number of new facilities online, from Fort Bliss, where there are 5,000 beds, to Lackland Air Force Base, where there are 350 beds, San Diego Convention Center, 1,400 beds. These three sites alone provide at peak capacity an additional 6,750 beds.
So you break into our country, and in return, we give you free housing and medical care. Pretty generous. What's interesting is to note who's not getting that treatment. Last night, more than 500,000 Americans spent the night in makeshift shelters or on the streets. They're homeless. But the Biden administration isn't even considering the use of the U.S. military to help them, despite the fact that many are veterans. Instead, the administration is boasting about all they're doing for the people who have demonstrated pure contempt for our system, the system that some of us prefer and would like to preserve. The press conference we just played a clip from was 10 days ago. No one in the media seems to have bothered to follow up on that. Fort Bliss, for example, headquartered in El Paso, Texas, one of the largest army bases on the planet. How many illegal aliens are now living at Fort Bliss? How many are there right now? And the truth is, we don't know. We asked authorities at Fort Bliss point blank that question today, but they refused to tell us. Instead, they referred us to their bosses in the Biden administration, to the political commissars. America has no right to know how many illegal aliens are living on our military bases. And neither, by the way, do elected members of Congress who are charged with overseeing all of this. But they can't know. Watch what happened when one of them tried to find out.
Please give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you worked for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people.
Because the political
rules.
Leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please don't treat the people.
You're right, and this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people.
And your policies,
like this.
Unfortunately,
you,
are trying to hide them. I understand
that's
you were instructed. When 18
I
senators
you
came
to
down here,
respect the people, give them dignity.
I respect,
and respect
them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want
and
to fix
the administration
this, sir. We don't
you're
want
working
this
for
to
is responsible
anymore.
For these conditions.
Please give dignity to the people, squeaks the women's studies major from Wesleyan, who's now overseeing all this somehow. Please respect the people, she says, meaning, of course, the foreign nationals whose interest the Biden administration is now serving. Notice the total lack of respect for the American people, the ones who deserve precise answers, who deserve to see what's happening, but don't get it. They can shut up and pay for it.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
After the first lockdown here in the UK, still talking about the lockdown, still under the lockdown, and still under the lockdown in a permanent state until God knows when. Of course, we've supposedly got this roadmap out of lockdown that the Prime Minister is sticking to, but then when questioned about whether it will actually end, that's another matter entirely. We've got a checklist of dates. The 12th of April is when outdoor dining, outdoor pubs are open. The 17th of May is when indoor dining, indoor pubs are open. But now there are questions over that. There are questions whether masks, whether social distancing will still be required. There are questions over when this will end, if ever, with Sage, the government advisors, basically saying that they want it to continue for another year at least. Meanwhile, in Texas, which dropped its mask mandate and social distancing back on March 10th, and they've had giant baseball games, they're actually enjoying life, they're actually living life, COVID cases have dropped to a record low and they continue to drop. I refer to this article out of Summit News from a week ago. 2 weeks after media predicted catastrophe, Texas sees COVID cases drop to record low. This was, of course, just over 2 weeks, actually, since March 10th, which they initially released as the first date where people could rip off their masks and disavow social distancing. The numbers were good then, and they're even better now. There's a National File headline here from today, which has the latest numbers from Texas. Headline, Texas COVID cases dropped to record lows after scrapping mask mandate. Says the number of new Texas COVID cases has dropped to a record low on the year in the week since the state moved to scrap mask mandates, despite hysterical warnings from mainstream media and the Biden regime that ditching the masks would result in mass casualties. I'm going to flash back to what those warnings were, but first we're going to play this clip of Dr. Fauci. When he was asked about the plummeting cases in Texas now at record low, weeks after the mask mandate was basically kicked into touch. This is his response during an appearance on CNN. Let's roll the Dr. Fauci clip. Here it is.
Mentioned Texas and that full ballpark in Arlington yesterday. There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay, because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games. I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You just have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great. But there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded, you can see a delay and then all of a sudden tick right back up. We've been fooled before by situations where people begin to open up, nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, several weeks later, things start exploding on you. So we got to be careful we don't prematurely judge that.
You've been pretty clear of that.
So again, Fauci says there needs to be a wait, a delay of at least a few weeks until we can gauge the actual impact of releasing those social distancing, those mask restrictions. There has been a delay of 3 weeks. In fact, now it's nearly 4 weeks. It's 27 days since that mandate was lifted and cases in Texas have dropped to all-time lows. Since they reopened 100% in Texas, the number of new cases, deaths, hospitalizations, ICU occupancy, and positivity rate have all fallen, reports Zero Hedge. In this article, Dr. Fauci can't explain why Texas COVID cases keep dropping despite reopening. And then when you look at all the major European countries, which I've pointed out before, when they instituted those mask mandates in the middle of summer last year, COVID cases in France, in Belgium, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy, even in the UK, all shot up. And yet we're supposed to believe that masks are this great protection and that now we need to wear 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 masks because they're working so well. Texas has had 3 weeks of no mask mandates, more than 3 weeks now, and the cases continue to plummet. But Dr. Fauci will get up on CNN and say, oh, we need to wait a few weeks. Yeah, we have. We have. And the numbers just keep going lower and lower. They want this to continue forever. When they see statistics which show COVID cases are plummeting, less people are dying, they hate it. They hate it because it's another movement towards them giving up that power, giving up that control. And now we're seeing that in the UK, and I'm going to get into that in the next segment with this debate over vaccine passports, which thankfully looks to be going by the wayside because the opposition party, Labour Party, for the first time in over a year of these lockdowns, look like they may be about to act like an actual opposition party and oppose the government. Can you believe it? There's a headline here out of Lockdown Skeptics. It says, meanwhile in Texas, and it says, while Go Slow Boris Johnson talks about keeping masks and social distancing in place for another year, at least, we're going to get onto that. This was the scene in Texas. This is tweeted by Sam Gannon, a sports reporter for KWF Fox 4. A packed stadium for a baseball game, no vaccine passport required, not a mask inside. This is what's been taking place in Texas for the past 3 weeks. The cases continue to plummet. And we look at South Dakota. Again, this is out of Lockdown Skeptics today. South Dakota, the least restrictive state in the Western world, yet COVID deaths now averaging one a day. So as I noted back in March, South Dakota may have taken the least restrictive approach to COVID-19 of anywhere in the entire Western world. As conservative Governor Kristi Noem has been a stalwart opponent of lockdowns, when the state's epidemic burgeoned at the end of August, there were practically no restrictions in place. Despite this, case numbers fell rapidly after reaching a peak in mid-November, and by late February, they were in the low triple digits. And it goes through the graphs, asking how has it fared since then. Case numbers have remained low, averaging about 170 per day. Deaths have continued to fall. The last 7 days saw an average of just one death per day in South Dakota. Again, one of the least restrictive areas of the Western world when it comes to mask mandates and mandatory social distancing. Also points out South Dakota's economy has done economically better than other Western states. The equation between GDP, unemployment, human life, there is, of course, a very tight correlation between poverty, shortening people's lives. That's not a problem in South Dakota. It has the lowest unemployment rate out of all 50 states at just 2.9%. And that will eventually end up saving lives. It will end up prolonging lives. Unlike the UK, for example, where our GDP plunged by 10% last year alone. And now we're being told by the vaunted government advisors of Sage that it's not going to end anytime soon. Meanwhile, breaking Abbott signs weak executive order that doesn't stop businesses from requiring vaccine passports. Of course, Governor DeSantis in Florida did sign an executive order which abolished those. It directly prevented businesses from mandating mask wearing. But now Texas Governor Greg Abbott seemingly banned vaccine passports with an executive order today, yet private businesses can still require whatever documentation they choose. So they're not actually banned from demanding COVID vaccine passports as a condition of entry, which I'm going to get into in the next segment. They're not just vaccine passports, a biosecurity digital ID card. Something on you. Oh.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply, offer cost information and conditions, deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and all consumer access.org, number 330.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to throw straight to this report right now because it just went up a couple of hours ago. Truth about the vaccine passport. It's not just a vaccine passport. It's a biosecurity digital ID card, and it's the introduction of the Chinese social credit score in the West. We're going to get a chance to play most of this. I'll come back after and talk about it. Here it is, the truth about vaccine passports. There's currently a big debate on both sides of the Atlantic about the vaccine passport. No, not the vaccine. I'm not talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about the vaccine passports. According to the UK government, COVID passports will, quote, become a likely feature of our lives. This is what a mock-up of the vaccine passport looks like. Name, photograph, date of birth. Kind of reminds me of something. Something that starts with ID and ends in card. Oh yeah, it's a digital ID card. The same thing that in 2004 Boris Johnson said was, quote, a recipe for tyranny and oppression.
A recipe for tyranny and oppression as well. And that's why I oppose the scheme. I'm on record as saying that if I am, in the unlikely event that this scheme comes to fruition, if I am obliged to have an ID card by the alienations of the state, then I will take that ID card and I will snip it up and I will grind it in a Kleenex and I will eat it on my cornflakes.
So what changed, Boris? There are also plans to link it to the facial recognition surveillance network. The UK government has already given grants to two companies building this technology. Andrew Budd, the CEO of one of these companies, iProve, asserts that trying to check tens of thousands of vaccine passports at major events will be too slow. So digital face scans which permit entry will be introduced as the streamlined solution. And there you were thinking you'd happily show a small piece of paper to get into a football match. Without knowing, you just unwittingly stumbled into the Minority Report. China, which has universally been praised by health authorities and governments in the West for its response to the COVID outbreak, has already linked its coronavirus tracking program to its social credit score system.
The idea that this could, for example, be used for totalitarian social monitoring, well, this has now become a reality in China. The local government of China's Jiangsu province has launched a new social control system that combines the CCP's health code program with the regime's social credit system to create what they're calling a, quote, civilization code. This new system gives people a civilization score, which ranks them into different levels. And this level is then used by the government to judge who gets priority or who should be subjected to restrictions or punishments.
What is the social credit score system? It's a centralized database linked to internet activity, purchase history, and general behavior, which punishes citizens for a whole host of minor infractions, including bad driving, smoking on trains, buying too many video games, buying too much junk food, buying too much alcohol, calling a friend who has a low social credit score, having a friend online who has a low social credit score, posting fake news online, visiting unauthorized websites, walking your dog without a leash, or letting your dog bark too much. And how do the authorities punish those who commit these deadly sins? In 2019, Beijing bragged about how it had prevented 2.5 million discredited entities from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone.
我给你演示一下，我们用这个 APP 来订票。现在是我们从重庆到西安，我们来订一张票，订一张过几天的票。
What does it say?
然后就显示那个出票失败，说我已经被法院依法限制高消费，限制乘坐 G 字头列车。
That's reserved for members of our Prime Flight program. You got to be a 4.2 or over to qualify.
Oh, I'm a 4.2.
I'm afraid you're actually a 4.183.
The very same kind of restrictions that will be imposed on people in the West.Who don't have the vaccine passport. Recall that Professor Neil Ferguson, one of the primary UK advisers whose warning of 500,000 dead led to our lockdown, expressed surprise that they were able to get away with mimicking the draconian measures taken by China in response to the pandemic. And according to the founder of data firm Panda, the Chinese government has even asked the WHO for permission to run a global vaccine passport system.
I'm motivated here.By fear for what is going to happen to our world, to the fabric of our society. I'm worried about the future of my children. China is petitioning the World Health Organization to appoint it to run a global immune passport program. Now, if that doesn't scare the living daylights out of you, I do not know what will. That this kind of centralization, this kind of control,social credit systems. That's dystopia for you.
Prominent figures like Ian Brown, who publicly opposed the vaccine passport, are immediately targeted for cancellation by the mob. The most prominent supporter of vaccine passports from the very start was Tony Blair, who, as I'm sure you're aware, isn't noted for his moral beneficence. Journalists for mainstream news outlets like the LA Times' Harry Lipman are salivating at the prospect of imposing the vaccine passport to, quote,break the resistance down. Lipman's comment sounds like something an evil character in a dystopian thriller about a high-tech dictatorship would say. And that's precisely the point. The vaccine passport is the opening salvo of what eventually could become the Chinese social credit system mirrored in the West.
The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as a social credit system. In China, the CCP can find anydissident in 5 minutes because of the 360-degree surveillance of the social credit system. And it means that when you act like a good citizen, you get a boost, and when you act like a bad citizen, opportunities get closed to you. Maybe your child doesn't get into college or get into prep school. Maybe, you know, you don't get that job, you don't get that promotion.The vaccine passport that is being proposed in the rest of the West is the same platform. This is the most dangerous tool that humanity has faced in my lifetime, if not ever, in terms of human liberty.
So you don't have to be an ardent anti-vaxxer to realize what a horrific precedent the vaccine passport would set. Fine, get the vaccine. I'm sure it's perfectly logical for someone under the age of 50, who according to the CDC has a 99.98% chance of surviving COVID, to take the vaccine. But a vaccine passport, a digital ID card based on your level of compliance with government mandates, empowering the state to restrict the basic freedoms of those who, for whatever reason, don't fully comply, keeping millions of people under a de facto permanent state of lockdown, preventing them from enjoying basic leisure activities and God knows what else in the future. Don't forget, France even tried to pass a law banning those who didn't take the jab from using public transport. A German geneticist said people who refuse the shot should be denied medical treatment. Canada's current chief public health officer appeared in a 2010 documentary in which she advocated using mandatory tracking bracelets for people who refuse to take a vaccine after a virus outbreak.
If there are people who are non-compliant, there are definitely laws.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are here outside McAllen, Texas, in Donna, at the main Donna facility that's being massively expanded. This facility is the largest admitted human trafficking, child trafficking facility in the world. Obama started this 8 years ago, halfway into his administration. But when the Senate put out reports admitting that they were giving children to smugglers inside the U.S. and encouraging smugglers to bring children in, many of them kidnapped, even Obama had to back off the program and stop it. Then Trump got in and reversed the program and completely shut it down. We are now only 2.5 months into Puppet O'Biden. And Puppet O'Biden, the puppet of Obama and the globalist Biden, now playing Mario Kart in the basement. And his old pedophile days are over. His smelling all the girls and grabbing all women in public, you know, that's over. He's barely alive. But the office is a UN globalist operation. And that puppet said, if I win the election, when I steal the election, I want you to surge the border. Surge the border. And now yesterday, 6 months later, he congratulates you and says, it's the American dream to sneak over here, to be taken here by smugglers, to be kidnapped to get in. I congratulate you on your courage coming from as far away as the Middle East, including two men on the terrorist watch list. We have terrorists out of Iran, terrorists out of Syria, both connected to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Iranians with their Hezbollah. And now, that's what you do. That's what you've allowed. And you've conscripted the Border Patrol that didn't sign up for this to help carry out your criminal operations. The beta test for this was Europe. The last 10 years, more than 10 million illegal aliens, mainly military-age men, were brought in by the UN with Merkel and with the rest of them inviting the people in and saying, come here, we'll give you free welfare, we'll give you a house. And they even threw Spanish and Greeks and Italians and Germans and Dutch out of their houses that they owned to put the invaders from Africa and the Middle East in. It's called replacement migration. And now the UN says they want 600 plus million illegals brought in by 2050, and at this pace they'll do it, adding an entire Chicago-sized city with illegals alone every year. And now, talking to local law enforcement, they say this is 10 times the surge that they've ever seen. 10 times what it was under Obama. And now it's going to get 10 times worse. And 10 times worse after that, till the border is completely gone. This is the death of America. This is the leftist takeover, bringing in a third world population, an underclass they can keep control of, they can keep them down, and that they can rule over, and who will also vote like they voted in Venezuela to bring in a dictatorship. Hitler was elected as well. People forget that. You are hereby on notice. This is an illegal child human trafficking facility. And Biden has not even signed an executive order because it will be overturned by the courts because it's illegal. So instead, he just gives executive directives to open the border, and he tells the smugglers to surge with the human trafficking. And then he congratulates the smugglers on what they've done. The Democrats are globalists. They have every major corporation. They have all the media, all the banks, all the universities, all the federal agencies, and most of the cities under blue city control. Under blue city control. And everywhere that follows, everything collapses. You are the establishment, leftists. You are not the resistance. We, the people of America and the world, are the resistance to your United Nations globalist operation. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. Humanity must fight back, and those watching this need to know that you are the rest of the equation. Big Tech thinks they can win if they can block our communications. But if you simply take this and share this from band.video and the live streams on your text message and your email, you can still share there and tell people, pass it on. We're covering the collapse of our country and the globalist plan to take down our nation. This facility is like a boiling anthill of 18-wheelers and dump trucks expanding it so it can hold more than the 10,000 that it can now. This is only the beginning of the collapse of our country. And these poor children, many of them being delivered into sex slavery. All of you inside that are not aware of this need to research it. There's a Senate report that you're involved in human trafficking and sex slavery. Don't be part of the human trafficking and the sex slavery. Blow the whistle. We know there are good people inside. Blow the whistle. Talk to the media. Leak information. Leak information. Leak the truth. This facility is victimizing children. This facility is victimizing children. You're involved in the modern slave trade. Because Democrats get these children and they milk them for money by putting them on welfare. Catholic charities, all the big charities, are criminal operations when they're involved in this and must be exposed. InfoWars! InfoWars! InfoWars.com! 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 Hey, get your Zoom camera and get these military people back here sitting there.
Got it. Drew's on you right now.
That was Alex Jones, and we are back talking about the vaccine passport, which I'm going to finish up on after the break, because there's a lot more information as it regards the implementation of that. We have another example, though, of the elites, the wealthy, the government ministers, not following their own lockdown, their own coronavirus restrictions that they impose on everyone else. Of course, we've had many examples of that, both in America and in the United Kingdom. Now we have one out of France, headline: French elite caught violating lockdown rules by attending secret restaurants. Even as Parisians continue to struggle under lockdown, members of the French elite, potentially including government ministers, have been caught attending rule-breaking secret restaurants in the French capital. So the French TV channel M6 got this secret undercover footage of all these wealthy elitists attending these private clubs where they have 490 euro per person special dinners, no social distancing, no rules on the amount of guests they're allowed. They're all there kissing each other. Gavin Newsom can do the same thing in California. Nancy Pelosi can get a haircut without wearing a mask. John Kerry can get on a plane and take his mask off immediately. But as we saw in the video yesterday, your two-year-old kid will be thrown off the plane along with his family.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So for the past 6 months, the UK government told the British people that there were no plans whatsoever to introduce domestic vaccine passports. Went to pubs, went to restaurants, went to cinemas, went to sporting events, music venues. And it turns out that they were funding the very company building the technology behind those programs, technology that is linked with facial recognition software technology. But then they said, oh, don't worry. When the pubs open on April 12th for outdoor drinking, dining, when the pubs open on May 17th for indoor drinking and dining, you won't require a vaccine passport. Then it comes out today after Boris Johnson's shambolic press conference last night that, oh, well, maybe you will need one because that by that point, they'll have greased the skids, they'll have got the technology in place. The reason they can't let a vaccine passport be mandated for pubs right now is because hardly anyone in the United Kingdom under the age of 50 has taken the coronavirus vaccine. It hasn't been offered to them. The vast majority of people who work in pubs in the United Kingdom are under the age of 50. So the only reason that they couldn't implement this immediately is because the employees who would have to enter the pub to serve people wouldn't be able to do so because they wouldn't have a vaccine passport because none of them have taken the vaccine. That's why it's not being implemented now, not because there are no plans to implement it whatsoever. And in fact, the vaccine minister came out today and said, no, we're still considering it. In fact, the very documents that they released to the media as part of this vaccine passport announcement say that it's still under consideration for pubs and restaurants later on in the summer, when those under 50s will, many of them, have been vaccinated and potentially have these vaccine passports. The point is, it's not just a vaccine passport, it's a bio-identity card. It's not just a piece of paper that says you've had the vaccine, it's got your digital photograph on it, it's got your date of birth on it, it's got your name on it. It's an ID card, and it's going to be linked in to a prototype social credit score system, the very same system that they linked in China to their own COVID tracking technology. The upshot of that, of course, is the people who don't comply, for a start with this vaccination, this mandatory medical government procedure, and later on for whatever else the government wants to foist upon us, those who don't comply will be punished. They're already punished in China under the social credit score. They're banned from buying plane and train tickets. They're banned from using public transportation. That is the exact same system we see being rolled out in the West. It's the exact same system being rolled out by the Biden administration. So let's call it what it is. It's a digital bio-identity card. It's not just a vaccine passport. Headline out of the Spectator, and there is a big white pill on this, which I'll get onto. Johnson is in trouble over vaccine passports, and it's showing. The biggest question facing Boris Johnson is the future of his so-called vaccine passports. A few months ago, the idea was dismissed as discriminatory. And again, that's the other facet. The reason it might eventually get shot down is because there are so many illegal aliens in the United Kingdom, at least a million, probably way more, who don't want to have any interaction with the authorities and won't take a vaccine. They won't take a vaccine passport. And we can't discriminate against the precious illegal aliens, can we? Matt Hancock, the health secretary, a few months ago said, quote, we are not a papers-carrying country. That apparently changed over the past 6 months. But now, without debate or democratic scrutiny, vaccine passports are quickly heading from unthinkable to unstoppable. So, bizarrely, the Prime Minister was unable to admit to any of it, despite the government having released it in the media for days before, and pretended to be confused by what he was being asked. This matters. If he cannot acknowledge his flagship scheme, leaving such an indefensible gulf between what his government has just published and what he has just said, he already may be in some political trouble. And again, they make the same point that I've been making over the past several months. His ministers used vaccine passport as a euphemism, but even this sounded awful to him. He corrected those who said passport, referring instead to a COVID status certification. So they've just renamed it, rebranded it, but it's the exact same thing. A certificate doesn't have someone's photo on it. What he is planning is a digital identity card, but linked to NHS records and loaded with personal health data. So a bio-identity card. Whatever they choose to call it, that's precisely what it is. And when they asked Boris Johnson if this would be required in pubs and restaurants, he said, quote, a very important thing to say to everybody listening and watching is that there is absolutely no question of people being asked to produce certification or a COVID status report when they go to the shops or to the pub garden or to the hairdressers or whatever on Monday. So again, for days beforehand in the media, they had leaks from the government apparently, and we were assured. We were assured that we would never, never have to provide a vaccine passport to enter a shop, to enter a pub, to enter a restaurant. Now the government's saying, well, you won't for a couple of months until they get the scheme in place. So again, they denied it was a thing for the past 6 months. Then they denied it would be used for pubs, restaurants and shops. And now they're making noise of that, yes, it will be required in a couple of months for pubs, restaurants and shops. They've lied about it at every turn to try and quell public resistance. The polls still show that 80% of Brits support mandatory vaccine passports to enter all of these kind of venues. Who they're polling in these surveys, God only knows, because that's not what I'm hearing anecdotally on the streets, wherever you go, whoever you talk to. That's not what people are saying, but apparently the vast majority of the public supports it. Would they support it if they knew precisely what it was?
Given that we had a digital ID card proposed by Tony Blair and the Labour government back in 2004, which, by the way, the current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said would represent tyranny, what has changed over the course of those years? The white pill, though, is that the Labour Party, the opposition party in the United Kingdom, may finally be about to grow a pair of balls for the first time in over a year and actually oppose a government policy as it relates to lockdown. They've acted as a rubber stamp at every single turn of the way and, in fact, have demanded even more draconian lockdown policies. Well, that may be about to change, although this, again, is very much up in the air. Headline, vaccine passport could face failure after reports Labour set to oppose. UK's vaccine passport could be set to fail if it goes up for a vote in Parliament after reports that opposition party Labour would not support the policy. Politico's playbook reports on the basis of what we've seen and discussed with ministers, we oppose the government's plans for domestic vaccine passports. That's from a Labour source. So if they have the Tory rebels within the Conservative government oppose the vaccine passport, added to the Liberal Democrat MPs, added to these Labour MPs, the government is not going to have a big enough majority in Parliament to pass the legislation that mandates these vaccine passports. They could just say, oh, well, it's already authorised to us under coronavirus legislation we've already passed. They could go down that route, but then that would increase public opposition as well. So if Labour do oppose it, if there is a vote, it looks like it will get shot down, but that is a very long way off. And, of course, we could have another new bout of fear-mongering over a third wave, over a fourth wave, over mutant viruses, which we're already seeing. In fact, our esteemed government advisors with Sage are saying that that's basically guaranteed to be the case in late summer, in autumn, and that these restrictions, these mask mandates, are never going to end. They don't want them to end. They want this to continue for years and years and years. This is out of a lockdown skeptics. Imperial College, it will be vital to emphasise the importance of normalising and ensuring adherence to all measures even after, quote, full lifting is achieved. So they never want to lift the restrictions. This is from their own summary of this report. Whilst the impact of test, trace, isolate, mask wearing, hand hygiene and COVID security is difficult to quantify, it will be vital to emphasise the importance of normalising and ensuring adherence to all the measures even after full lifting is achieved. So the mask, the social distancing, all of it will continue. Breitbart reports Project Fear Sage scientists warn of third wave if UK scraps lockdown. So again, they're going to blame this slight lifting, this slight give back of freedoms on a third wave. They've already got that in the pipeline. One white pill, though, in Italy, where, of course, we've had a new round of lockdowns in places like France, Italy and Germany. Poll reveals 7 in 10 Italians are against lockdowns. Surveys reveal massive opposition among the Italian public. 70% of Italians are tired of lockdown restrictions. You see that in other parts of the world. You see a lot of young people coming out on the streets. Everyone basically has had enough at this point. Public opposition, despite what you see in the polls, is building. And it looks like, thankfully, a lot of people are going to stand up and say no to yet another lockdown. And they're not going to end until more people do that. Summit.news. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.